back on the red carpet, one of the most successful bands of all time, all now in their 70s. The Swedish pop legends dissolved 40 years ago, but they're back on stage, sort of, rematerialized in digital form.
Very hard to describe what it is, because nobody has ever done it before. It's a strange, wonderful thing when those voices come out of those lips and those faces. Something very special happens.
The 1,000-strong special effects team behind Star Wars use motion capture technology of the real-life artists to turn back the clock, transforming Agneta, Bjorn, Benny and Frida into digital avatars of their younger selves, or as they're being called, avatars, that perform alongside live musicians, and it all feels a little uncanny.
It's really, really magical what they've achieved. It's like witchcraft. The fact that you can be on stage at the same time as you're out home walking the dog, you know, that was intriguing.
The producers of the event are so confident of its success, it's taken up residency in this purpose-built ABBA arena.
The event raises a whole load of questions about whether or not people would be prepared to pay up to $200, as they are here, to see a less legendary band in holographic form, and whether or not people are actually here seeing ABBA, or merely an ABBA apparition, smoke and mirrors, sound and light. Either way, reincarnating dead celebrities and bringing aging bands back from the brink is clearly a money spinner.
How long is it just a gimmick, and how, you know, and when does it become something that we recognize as, you know, part of the live entertainment world? I mean, Frank Sinatra virtually performed in 2003. In 2007, Celine Dion and Elvis performed together on American Idol. I don't want to pay that kind of money to see some virtual avatars. So I think it'll be interesting to see what happens.
In 2012, a holographic version of rap star Tupac Shakur stunned audiences around the world. He'd been dead for 16 years, killed in a drive-by shooting. Not your thing, then how about Buddy Holly, killed in a plane crash at the height of his fame? Or deceased opera star Maria Callas? Digital versions of the very much alive ABBA will go around the world until 2026. And who knows, it may soon be possible to download your own hologram at home or go to a gig in the metaverse, helping the music industry, that's lost millions to the pandemic, piracy and unlicensed streaming, recoup big profits from live acts. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, London.